Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the fifth quarter with analysis, game stars, all-access locker room interviews, and more. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Cody looking, throwing, now it's caught at the five to the goal line. Is that a touchdown? It's a touchdown, Saskatchewan, Kian Schaefer-Baker, and the Riders capitalize on the face masking penalty to he's going to fake the head up. He's going to go up top down the right sideline, and that one is caught by Anthony Johnson inside the 10 at the 7. Great play fake. Evans keeps off the right side. He pushes to the goal line, and this time he's in. Dane Evans scores the touchdown. Here is a play action pass, and Evans going up top down the right sideline. That one is picked off by Nick Marshall. What a great play. And Mario Alford, more just inside his 50. Alford on this near side by his 40-yard line. Here's the rush, and it got blocked, and it's on the ground, and the Riders have it. Great job blocking the punt by Blaze Brown. Cody now, Lennius motions to his right in the backfield. Cody takes a shotgun snap. He's going to throw to the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, Saskatchewan. Takes a shotgun snap. He's going to throw down the middle. That is caught. Oh, what a grab by Kian Schaefer-Baker. He gets up spinning the ball. Field leaks out to the left. A pass. Oh, is that intercepted? It was picked up. He tried to dump it underneath. And Pete Robertson, Pistol Pete, picks it up.
True and through, and the Hamilton Tiger Cats make it 18-14 with 2:17 to go here.
Cody, from the gun, steps up. Cody's going to heave it deep down the right side for Tevin Jones. Picked off by Ciante Evans, and I'm not sure why they did that, but they did. And that will bring to a close this football game. The Rough Riders have lost their fifth straight.
The battle is over. Now we're breaking down the game. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Welcome back to Tim Hortons Field. McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth. Best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders lose for the fifth time in a row. 2-9 in their last 11. More importantly, most importantly, their playoff hopes are in life support system now. They need a lot of help to get in, and it doesn't seem like they can help themselves. Giving up quarterback sack after quarterback sack. 18-14, the Hamilton Tiger Cats over your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. This portion of the postgame show, fifth quarter postgame show, brought to you by Engelheim Charter, AGCO, A&W, Saskatchewan Lotteries, the Capital Auto Mall, Borgo Industries. Luke Molander is endeavoring to get downstairs. We've had our own issues up here with the broadcast equipment, but hopefully we can hook up downstairs in the bowels of terrain Tim Hortons Field. As the fans, those that showed up, are running around and enjoying themselves here on this early October evening in Steeltown. That postgame rewind you heard brought to you by Prairie Gun Traders in Avonlea for all your hunting and shooting needs. Visit prairieguntraders.ca. Cody Fajardo had a pretty good first half. He had an interception that really wasn't his fault. He was hit as he threw, but he had two touchdown passes, one to Kian Schaefer-Baker of 10 yards, one to Justin McInnes of 9 yards. He was 17 of 19 in the first half for 171 yards. Cody was sacked, by my math, six times. I don't have the official stats in front of me. Hopefully we get that by couple segments from now, but the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, it's been their Achilles heel among other things, just cannot keep their quarterback upright. And even when they do block for him, he kind of dances around. And I guess if you were beat like a pinata, you'd be kind of getting happy feet as well. Yeah, tough loss here for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Interesting note, I mentioned it. The Hamilton Tiger Cats, all five of their wins on home turf. Now they've got two more games against Ottawa and one against Calgary. The Riders wrap up with two against the Stampeders, who are very much in a race for second place in the CFL's West. Your Rough Riders dropping to 6-10. We're going to step back and be back with more of the Fifth Quarter postgame show. This portion brought to you by Regina Plumbing and Heating, SaskTel, and Young's Equipment. 18-14 Tiger Cats over the Rough Riders on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
From locker room interviews to the coaches' comments, this is your all-access post-game pass. The Fifth Quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Okay, so Luke Molitor is trying to get downstairs, but there's quite a jam up for the elevator up here, so we're waiting to get some coaches' comments and our game stars, which are brought to you by Johnston's Grain. For all your grain marketing and crop input needs, visit johnstonsgrain.com. I go back in the fourth quarter here. Now, I'm not going to say that this was the main reason the Riders lost, but you pick out two or three plays in this football game. Now, you could pick out quarterback sacks for sure, but Shaq Evans is running his bread and butter, a little slant slash skinny post. He beats, he gets inside position on the defensive back. I believe it was Jamal Roll. He's got the ball in his hands. If he catches that, he's still running. Maybe scores a touchdown, but for sure puts the Riders in a favorable field position. Now what they do after that, who knows? But Shaq drops it. Former UCLA Bruin, who sat out a lot of this year with his broken foot, scored a touchdown against the Edmonton Elks, his only one of the season so far. He's got to make that catch. He'll tell you he's got to make that catch. I'm telling you he's got to make that catch. That is one of the season-defining plays right there. Got to make that play. Rough Riders don't. And, yeah, they lose this game 18-14. Our score was 14-9 at one point. Actually, 14-6. The Tiger Cats would score the last 12 points of this game, all off the foot of Seth Small. He hit from 30, he hit from 29, he hit from 40, he hit from 42. He even did the Riders a favor and missed his first PAT of the season. But the Riders lose tonight in Hamilton, 18-14. This portion of the postgame show brought to you by Seedmaster, the wireless age, your SaskTel authorized dealer, First Nations University. We'll be back with more of your stats and try to catch up with Luke Molitor downstairs. You're listening to the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Saskatchewan's number one sports radio talk show is The Sports Cage with Michael Ball on The Source, 620 CKRM.
Now, I don't have Rob Banstone up here. He is the Rolodex of Rider stats. But I believe the first time the Rough Riders hosted a Grey Cup was in 1995, which I know that for a fact. Warren Jones was our quarterback, and I believe our record was 6-12, if I'm not mistaken. And never would have thought it, but the Riders are now 6-10. They've lost five straight games, losing tonight to the Hamilton Tiger Cats here at Iverwind Stadium. Well, Tim Hortons Field, sorry, the old site of Iverwind Stadium. I used to call it Neverwind Stadium. You can't make it rhyme now here at Tim Hortons Field. Riders lose 18-14. Let's look at some of the stats here in this game. And Rob just texted me confirming that, 6-12. This is unbelievable, folks. And I'm sorry, I'm now letting my fans seep in here. I got to be kind of professional because I'm the voice of this team. Dane Evans was 11 of 24 for 214 yards and two interceptions. He had his first rushing touchdown of the year, a one-yard plunge. He threw two interceptions, 214 yards, no touchdown passes, and the Riders still lose.
His counterpart, Cody Fajardo, 24 of 31 for 259 yards, two touchdowns, and really two interceptions that were First one, he was hit because Evan Johnson missed the block, and it was picked off by Richie Leonard because it just got away on Cody. The second one was a throw down the sidelines, a desperation heave for Tevin Jones that Ciante Evans picked off. Now, the only critique I'd have there is maybe try to throw it to the outside. Now, I'm not watching the film. I'm being a hindsight broadcaster here. But try to get it to the sidelines, get out of bounds, so Cody, who doesn't have the strongest arm, can try to hit the end zone from the 55 because they were scrimmaging from their own 45-yard line. So I'm not sure about that play call, but those are the two interceptions against Cody. Cody Fajardo was sacked seven times. The Riders have given up 66 sacks this year. Now, we can debate how many sacks are Cody's fault, because I've heard that from fans. And I've even said, hey, maybe it's 65-35. That was not a good performance for our offensive line with the game on the line. And that's putting it mildly. I don't know what else to tell you. Riders lose 18-14 to the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Come back and tell you who our Game Stars are in a moment on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
The battle is over. Now we're breaking down the game. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Just waiting for the coach to join us here, Luke Molitor downstairs, and we'll get to his comments in a second. Our Game Stars are brought to you by our friends at Johnson's Grain. For all your grain marketing and crop input needs, visit johnsonsgrain.com. Our offensive Game Star, and I'm not sure we'll get a hold of him. He may have a little injury issue there, but it is Kian Schaefer-Baker. Six catches, 93 yards, one touchdown, a lot of yak yards too. A big catch over the middle where Tunde Adeleke hit him just as he caught the football. That led to Justin McKinnis' touchdown. Six catches, 93 yards, a touchdown, his fifth of the season. And our defensive Game Star is Blaze Brown. Two passes defended by my math, and he had five tackles and a blocked punt. Not bad for number 28 here, filling in for Amari Henderson as they moved Jeremy Clark to the corner. So that's our defensive Game Star, offensive Game Star, Kian Schaefer-Baker. Write those stars down and be listening to the Sports Cage Radio Roundtable with Daniela Ponticelli for your chance to win a special blend by Weiser's gift pack. We're going to take a break, and hopefully on the other side we'll have Coach Craig Dickinson join us from the locker room. The Riders lose to the Hamilton Tiger Cats by a count of 18-14. You're listening to the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
From locker room interviews to the coach's comments, this is your all-access post-game pass. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
This portion of the fifth quarter brought to you by Seedmaster, the wireless age your SASL authorized dealer, First Nations University, Redhead Equipment, Western Ag Professional Agronomy, Bronc Beer, Athol Murray College of Notre Dame. Let's head downstairs. Our coach's comment brought to you by KFC. Try their famous chicken sandwich, hot and crispy, in classic or spicy. KFC, it's finger licking good. Downstairs to Luke Molitor.
Coach, obviously tough loss. You and I talked about, your team was fully aware of what the situation was and what needed to get done today. Talk about the locker room right now.
Yeah, it's a pretty somber locker room right now. I think the guys really gave it everything they had. You know, I told them there's no shame in failing as long as you learn something. The only shame is if you don't learn something from it. So what we learned, I won't be able to tell you right now, Luke, because we haven't watched the film, but hopefully the guys can learn something from it and grow from it. But right now, that's a really disheartened bunch of guys in there, and they really feel feel bad.
Coach, how do you feel that, you know, obviously you mentioned it, you haven't watched the tape yet, but just talk about like where you felt like the end result came from today.
Well, I think it came down to the ability to run the ball and stop the run. I mean, they ran the ball on us and did a nice job, and we didn't have that same, you know, ability on our offense. So we had to throw the ball every time to try to get first downs while they were able to run the ball. And I felt like control the clock and control the pace of the game, especially with the wind blowing the way it was. I thought they did a nice job of grinding out the quarters where they had to go into the wind and then, you know, maximizing it with the wind. But
I'm glad you brought up the wind, actually, because from our vantage point, the flags weren't moving a ton. Obviously, that's not a precursor to how actually what was it like down there in terms, because Vedvik looked oddly off today.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. First half, it was really blown. And when the report we got was that it was actually going to increase in the second, but it actually didn't. It seemed like it decreased in the second. So we were hopeful that by getting the wind in the fourth, we'd be able to make a run, but we weren't able to do that.
Coach, I mean, a team that's able to control its own destiny is obviously in a spot you'd want to be in. You're no longer in that spot. Just talk about how you look at the next bye week coming up here and then two games against Calgary.
Yeah, this bye week, we got to recharge, regroup a little bit. I told the guys, get away and kind of decompress. But most of the guys, actually, Luke, are going to be in town because we had a bye just a couple weeks ago. So the way the byes fell, I think we'll have a lot of guys in town, and we're going to encourage them to get in, get their bodies right, work out, watch a little extra film of the next opponent, which is Calgary, and most of the coaches will be in too. And we'll just keep working. You know, that's the one thing about football. You don't have too much time to celebrate them, and you don't have too much time to feel sorry for yourself because there's always another game.
Yeah, I felt like you guys did a good job too navigating as much of the outside noise as there was last week. You know there's going to be an increase in that noise, obviously, now, especially as you guys head into the bye. How do you safeguard your team? How do you, like, what is the thought process there around protecting them from that?
Yeah, well, I'll try to be as positive as I can when I speak to the media, and then just encourage them to, you know, stay the course. I told them we're not out of it. We made it hard on ourselves, but we're still alive. We got to win two, and to win two, you got to win the first one. So that's the focus.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot. Appreciate
it. Thanks, buddy. Good seeing you.
All right, Luke, you still there? Luke is not there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, listen.
I'm here.
Seven quarterback sacks, man. That's 66 for the year. I mean, I can't even explain it.
Well, you know, I mean, I really look at that game, Michael Ball, as a really just really realistic view of where this team was all year, right? Where you saw spurts of ability, but what you also saw was a team that was unable to, at any point during this year, and especially today's game, capitalize on things that could have brought them some momentum, right? Penalties didn't necessarily come out to bite this team in the butt this time around. However, just everything else, I mean, you just saw from a quarterback that, you know, just clearly struggles, you know, when he's in the pocket and with what he feels, you know, in his just sort of in the back of his mind regarding pressure. You've got receivers that just weren't on the same page. You know, one minute everybody's blocking well, and the next minute, you know, they're missing blocks. Unfortunately, today, the other piece of that is you know, I don't want to put this all on Shaq Cooper, but there were a couple plays where they could have really used much better protection from the running back's perspective. But again, how fair is that when Shaq Cooper's been in and out of the roster and really isn't a guy that they've come to depend on? And, you know, he's just more of a Band-Aid solution today. So, again, I really feel like this is the Saskatchewan Roughriders of the whole year. Just a team that at no point was able to put it all together, at no point was able to get all on the same page. And you know, I can't remember, Michael Ball, the last time we've seen a three-phased effort from this team. So, obviously, you know, and here's the other thing, too, Ballsy. If you want to continue on, we got Blaze Brown.
Yeah, let's do it. Go right now. Yep, sure.
Been a guy that sort of, you know, has been here for this team in last minute situations. Talk about today, just what it was like for you, sort of getting that call, you know, really having to contribute on all phases.
It's just trust, man. I'm thankful for the trust they put in me to come out with my boys and, you know, try to help us get a win. That's the biggest thing to me, for the fact that they trusted me on all three phases, or all two phases for me, special teams and defense. So I appreciate that.
Talk about just sort of where the locker room is right now. Obviously a disappointing loss in a team that no longer controls its own destiny.
Frustrated, but I think we all come together the most at the end. It's kind of funny that it happens that way, but we got two games left, and I think we're all going to come together and just do our best to do our part and control what we can control.
Mm. Coach talks about, you know, obviously you have a bye week, but you just had one 2 weeks ago, right? So what changes this time around? Does the team get together a little bit more just off-site?
I think a few guys are staying here. We're going to work together, work out, you know, just get that unity back. Because we're going to need it more than ever down this stretch of these two games.
How tough is it to really come out and again, like, when you know that, hey, it doesn't matter what you do, your destiny's still in another team's hands?
Man, you just got to control what you can control. You think about that other stuff, you're going to lose sight of what's right in front of you. You know, stuff can happen for us, and then we don't take care of our part, then what good is it? So.
We got a lot of younger kids that listen to this, and a lot of football-hungry fans. Talk about how the blocked punt came around. Talk about your technique, and explain a little bit how, you know, the thought process there is normally taking the ball off the kicker's foot.
Yeah, that's what Dickie teaches us, not to leave our feet, and put those hands out, put them together, and block the punt. We had good communication. We saw what the team was doing. And we took advantage of it.
Hey, man, obviously a tough loss. Thanks for spending some time with us, man.
Appreciate it.
All right, Baldy, there you go.
All right, Luke, I'm going to let you go because I don't think we'll get KSB, but thanks to you downstairs. I'll see you on the bus to the plane.
It's okay, man.
That's Luke Molitor joining us downstairs. So once again, our game stars are Blaze Brown, defensive game star with a block punt, five tackles. He was also step-for-step on a couple of occasions with receivers and good coverage. And our offensive game star, Kian Schaefer-Baker, six catches for 93 yards and a touchdown, as he had his fifth touchdown of the year, the leading receiver for your Saskatchewan Roughriders, creeping up on 1,000 yards. That is a bright spot for the Riders. Pete Robertson had an interception. Nick Marshall had a great over-the-shoulder interception. So there were some bright spots for the Roughriders, but not enough of them. We talked about the run game. Wes Hills ran for the hills. 25 carries for 132 yards on the floor. The undoing for the Rough Riders. You heard it from Coach Dickinson. They couldn't run. Hamilton could run. This team has never been the same on defense since Anthony Lanier II went out with a concussion. And before that, Garrett Moreno was released by the football team. What else can you say? This is a simple game. You got to win the lines. You got to win the lines of scrimmage. And the Riders aren't doing that now. Well, they weren't on the offensive side in terms of blocking, pass blocking. They were in run block for part of the year, but of course that's gone now. And of course you're down to Shaq Cooper, who, by the way, is scraping and clawing to be on a team. Okay. He's trying to stay relevant in the league. This has been a problem for this team too. You make a 5-yard run and then you take an objectionable conduct penalty on the sidelines. Like, you can't have that. You can't have that when you're trying to make the playoffs. I'm sorry. I love the Rough Riders, but that's just foolish. Anyway, when we come back, we'll wrap things up and then head it to our Sports Cage Radio Roundtable at the corner, 12th and Rose. Once again, our final score here, 18-14. Hamilton beats Saskatchewan on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
From locker room interviews to the coaches' comments, this is your all-access post-game pass. The fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Keith Willoughby is the dean at the Edwards School of Business in Saskatoon. He's a Rough Rider fan. He does the CFL simulations on his computer. We have him on the Sports Cage every week. His stuff goes to the CFL.ca website. He sends an interesting stat. The Rough Riders have not won a regular season game during a British King's monarchy since October 8th, 1951. That's 71 years as of tomorrow. What a great stat. Speaking of stats, another guy I respect big time. He is outside of John Lynch, who used to be the guy for the stats, and I still love Mr. Lynch. Rob Vanstone from the Leader Post. Back me up. The Riders were 6-12 in 1995. They were also 6-10 in 1995 before losing the final two. Second last road game that year was an 18-15 loss in Calgary. Second last road game this year is an 18-14 loss in Hamilton. I want to thank my sidekick here, Luke Mullinder, for doing a great job in the broadcast booth from Tim Hortons Field. Want to thank all our guests on the pregame show and the hospitality we had here in Hamilton sorting out some of our issues. In particular, want to thank my producer back at Harvard Control in Regina, downtown Regina, Sean Kleisinger. Not only did he do an interview for me with Glenn Suter because Glenn was flying and couldn't join us live for our pregame segment, he did a great job back at the station behind the scenes keeping this thing on the air. And to all our great producers across the Rough Rider Radio Network, thank you very much for doing your fine work at GX94 in Yorkton, 96.3 Cruise FM Saskatoon, 900 CKBI Prince Albert, 102.3 FM, that's CJNS in Meadow Lake, 1050 CJNB North Battleford, 750 Beach Radio in Melford, 620 CKRM, our flagship of Rough Rider football. It has been for many years and hopefully many more years to come. Once again, our final score from Hamilton. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders losing skid is now at 5. And their playoff hopes are now out of their own control. If Hamilton wins out, they're in the playoffs and your Rough Riders are out. Riders basically have to win their last two and hope the Tiger Cats lose, I guess, all three, to be honest with you. If the Hamilton Tiger Cats win two of their games and say the Riders win one of their two, the Tiger Cats get in with the same record as the Riders. The Riders have to have a better record than the Hamilton Tiger Cats. So the Rough Riders need the Tiger Cats to finish with 6 wins or fewer to get into the playoffs and do some, at least win one of their last two. It's a mess, folks. It's not done yet, but it is definitely messy. Coming up, our Sports Cage Radio Roundtable, 936-6262 in town. Toll free out of town, 1-866-767-0620. The numbers to call. For everybody here in Hamilton, I'm Michael Ball. Sings.